Welcome to On Demand here with Jenna Ellis. I'm your host, Jenna Ellis, and this is our AFR exclusive podcast where we do a deep dive into the issues of our day that you should hear about from guests that you need to hear from. And in the midst of everything else going on in the news, I wanted to do a deeper dive into this particular topic because I think it's incredibly important. And I know that our American Family Association family and all of the surrounding conservatives that listen to this show have been very concerned since 2020 about all of the propaganda and hysteria and everything else over COVID, the CDC, the vaccine. And so this headline that we really need to cover is about RFK Jr., the HHS secretary, removing all CDC vaccine panel experts. This coming from the New York Times, the U.S. health secretary chose to retire, quote unquote, members of a committee that makes significant decisions about who receives immunizations, including vaccines for children. He also had his HHS remove the COVID-19, I put vaccine in air quotes, but the vaccine as a recommendation for children. And so we're kind of seeing this propaganda from the left being thoroughly dismantled, and I think in a great way, from HHS and also from now the NIH and Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. And so what does all of this mean for the future of the leftist plan, how we should think about what happened in 2020 and now where we're at in 2025? Well, let's welcome in Dr. Stella Emanuel, who is a physician, author, speaker, entrepreneur. She's treated over 100,000 plus COVID-19 patients. I'm sure you have heard of her. You should follow her at Stella_Emanuel on X. And Dr. Stella, thanks so much for joining. And I want to just initially get your thoughts overall on the last, 5 years. I mean, I can't even believe it's been that long.
Yeah, the last five years has been crazy, I would say, because thank God that a lot of people have woken up about all the lies that they told us about COVID, and people are wiser. That is why the uptake of the COVID, I call it operating system, I don't think it's a real vaccine. You know, that's why the uptake of that, the mRNA operating system, they're not taking it that much anymore. But it is still being recommended. So we've been screaming on the rooftop, posting about it, talking about it, that, that is the main thing, because this mRNA technology is actually hurting people. It's not safe. It's not effective. It doesn't prevent COVID. It doesn't prevent death. It just causes a lot of problems. So we're hoping that as RFK Jr. comes into power, he's going to start addressing that, not just that, but vaccines in general, and make sure that they are safe and effective if they are needed at all, But we have just been watching and waiting and seeing him dancing around the issue. So this new thing about firing the vaccine committee, it's good. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm waiting to see who he puts in power, who he puts back in that committee, because that's what's going to determine what they're going to do. Thank God for Dr. J, because at least he's one of those that stood up. But most of the people that they've put in the MAHA movement are really not in the health freedom movement. So I'm cautiously optimistic. That's probably what I'll say.
And, that's a really good point to see. We have to see who the replacements are. And, you mentioned the personnel population of HHS, that even if the secretary himself has a very particular view and strong view of what it means to be MAHA or to make America healthy again, if his staff is potentially undermining that agenda, then we'll see basically a repeat of what we saw, frankly, in President Trump's first term. So where should the HHS be going, and what are the concerns that you have?
I think they should, first of all, put people in there that really are concerned about the true health of the American people, not people that are compromised with big pharma, So, and that is the first thing. So if they really, if they wanted to make a change, we would have seen the people that they've put in power, but we're not seeing that. And so I know that RFK is, tackling a lot about food, especially, I always say, it's good to make Fruit Loops great again. But the main elephant in the room is this mRNA thing that is hurting people and looks like everybody's dancing around it. So they need to take care of that. And they need to put people in there that are really going to stand for the health of the American people. They need to address, you know, in fact, if I had an opportunity to be able to make policy, they need to even address the way our medical students are trained, take away some of the mandates, take away the protection for vaccine manufacturers, because if they do that, the market will find its place. If companies realize that they're going to be responsible, if something happens to you, if you take their vaccine, they're going to be more responsible the way they do vaccines. I will not say I'm a total anti-vaxxer. I just really want good science. And even though RFK is sounding like, you know, they want to do good science, but we need to know the people that are doing it. Because remember in 2020, The Lancet did this bogus article just to discredit hydroxychloroquine. And many, many studies have been done to discredit hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which works. You know, hundreds of studies show that they work. But there's always some bogus study that come paid by Big Pharma or paid by, you know, the deep state that will tell people that it doesn't work. So we need to know who is doing this study, who is following it up and stuff like that. So we're looking and making commentary as we can. Hopefully what we say helps somehow to, you know, if many people are speaking up about this, you know, the government will do something about it. But there are many things going on right now. We have a new COVID strain. I think they call it NB.1.1. It sounds like an operating system. It sounds like an IP address. But there's a new COVID strain for this summer. They are already trying to bring a new COVID vaccine. And, you know, so there's a lot going on. And the American people, we have to actually stay vigilant.
Absolutely. And I'm speaking with Dr. Stella Emanuel. You can follow her on X at Stella_Emanuel. And you're absolutely right that we need to ensure that we are watchdogs, basically, for all of the health and human services, the so-called science. I mean, all of this surrounding the medicine and the science, because as we saw in 2020, that can and will be weaponized. And you mentioned earlier about the mRNA technology specifically, and I think it's really fascinating to see how it went from this obviously propaganda talking point that this will eliminate any ability to contract the COVID-19 virus 100%. And then as that was obviously not true, then it was, oh, boosters are needed. And then, well, this is, you know, less and less and less and less effective. But now we're seeing studies that even have been referenced in Congress that are showing how this has actually been very deadly technology. And there were a lot of lies and things that were hidden around it. And so from your position, having treated, you know, well over 100,000 COVID-19 patients, what is your view on the truth of the mRNA technology? Because, you know, I've seen some things that frankly are, in my view, probably, and I'm not a doctor, but it seems like a little bit wild claim about, you know, the mRNA technology. So what's really the truth about this?
I said this from 2020, that COVID itself was really just a Trojan horse for the mRNA technology, and the mRNA technology is a Trojan horse for transhumanism. You would listen to people when we say that initially in 2020, everybody was like, that's a little out there, you're a conspiracy theorist, until you start listening to people like Yuval Noah, Klaus Schwab, all talking about, you know, gene therapy and, you know, you're just really modifying our genes, you know, something like that. And there was a study done in Sweden that shows that it reverse transcribes and installs genetic material in your liver cells. So we know that despite all the problems that's going on with this technology, they still continue to push it despite, you know, all the heart attacks, the turbo cancers, the infertilities, just name it, all kinds of issues. There's never been any kind of treatment, therapy, vaccine that has caused this much problem, and they are still pushing it for a disease that is treatable. Because that's the problem. COVID is treatable, number one. Number two, COVID is not as deadly. Just imagine the fact that children don't get COVID. Children don't even get really sick from COVID. There should be no reason at all why they should be injecting children with COVID vaccine. But they did, and they are still doing it, even though they've restricted it now, thank God. but, you know, they had put it on the childhood vaccine schedule. So it's just, there's something sinister about the mantra of pushing a vaccine that is not effective, that is dangerous for a disease that is treatable, and trying and doing everything in their power to just shut down any dissension, shut down anything that can talk about the disease being treatable. That's why they came against me and, you know, tried to discredit whatever I was doing. But we have treated a lot of COVID patients. COVID is still treatable. And I tell people, I tell the American people, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Thank God that a few states are trying to get ivermectin over the counter. So, but get it in your medicine cabinet. If your doctor will not give it to you, go to our website, drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment. We will get it to you. Make sure that you're taking nutraceuticals. Listen, I don't know whether you've heard about this, Gina. You know about, of course, you probably heard about Event 201. There's a whole other event that they are a scenario that they are creating about, you know, some biological attack that can happen on July 4th. I don't know whether you've heard about it. And where they're talking about the Nipah virus. Nipah virus is a dangerous zoonotic virus. Zoonotic means it is carried by animals. Occasionally, it transmits to humans. And it has like a 40 to 80% death rate. And they are talking about a scenario where Nipah virus can be released in D.C. and it will kill hundreds of thousands of people. And when, you know, I don't know, have you heard about that?
No, I mean, I'm seeing, you know, just some of the headlines are talking about, you know, bird flu, some of this other stuff. But no, this is really fascinating.
Yeah, they did a National Biodefense Committee. And they sat down, and just the same way they did Event 201, they talk about a scenario that's going to happen, that can happen on July 4th of 2025. And in this scenario, they were going to release Nipah virus as a biological weapon or a biological attack. And it was going to kill hundreds of thousands of people. And guess what? And the government's response was to use remdesivir to treat the Nipah virus. So I've been talking about this. It's actually one of the pinned posts. It's actually the pinned post on my ex account, Stella_Emmanuel. And I've just, when I saw that, I was like alarmed, because that's the same thing they did about Event 201. And a few months down the line, we were deep in everything exactly the way they had described it in the Event 201. So I'm just saying that the American people need to be cautious. You know, Nipah virus, you know, it's a zoonotic virus. It's transmitted in animals. It can jump to humans, but very rare. But in that scenario, it had been genetically modified to be able to transmit very easily human to human, human animal to human, and retain its deadliness. So if that gets released, we are in serious trouble. But I want the American people to wake up and realize, number one, Nipah virus, COVID, flu, bird flu, all these viruses, they are RNA viruses. And listen carefully so you can keep your family safe. Yeah, RNA viruses. RNA viruses are sensitive to zinc. Zinc has a problem entering the cell. It needs a transport system. So things like elderberry, quercetin, that's one of the ways hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. So I advise people to be on some kind of zinc supplement with a transport system. We have it on our website in different supplements that have vitamin C, D, zinc, and elderberry or quercetin, or that can help zinc enter the cell and kill the viruses. There are many studies. If you just Google zinc and viruses, you will see that. So I do believe that the immune system of the American people has been messed up. If you didn't get COVID, you got shedded upon, or you got the vaccine, whatever way, you know, our food supply is messed up. In fact, there's something came out today about they want to do lab-grown salmon, lab-grown meat. So there's just a lot that is being messed up right now. And I think the best defense any family can do for themselves right now is to make sure that you build a robust immune system. You know, we need to get back to supplements, get back to natural medicine, get back to, you know, eating right, exercise, you know, start growing your own food, support local farmers. That's just get back, try to start weaning ourselves away from the system so that we can have a chance of survival. And I tell people, it's not time to be scared. Of course, give your life to Jesus. If you get taken out, you go to heaven.
Mm, Yeah. And you know, this is something that I think we need to be prepared for, and especially learn from the lessons of the past. I mean, it's ironic to me so much that now that this term that we've always said, hindsight is 2020, but it's even more relevant in the context that we're talking about right now, Dr. Stella. And, you know, when we've learned these lessons, because initially when the COVID-19 virus was first on the American people's general radar, I think a lot of people really were not sure genuinely who to believe, how to react to this. And it wasn't until much, much later that then people saw, you know, exactly what you're expressing, that this is a treatable illness. It's, you know, now, I mean, it's still treatable. And there are some interventions like hydroxychloroquine, which is what I took when I've had COVID a couple of times, and initially, you know, in the fall of 2020, in that kind of initial wave, and you know, thankfully I was able to get that, and so, you know, when we look at overall this specific situation, but sort of extrapolating it out into how those bad actors with government power sought to force a narrative and ultimately force this new experimental tech onto people and their children, and you'd lose your job if you didn't comply. I mean, all of these things. How should we best prepare for the future so that we are not as uncertain in future incidents and can recognize it as it's happening?
Yeah, I think the first thing that we need to do is to be informed. And once we're informed, the second most important thing to do is to not comply. You know, last year they were actually going to lock us down again, but everybody started screaming about it. And, you know, that is why I tell people, if you go on my ex, you know, on my ex profile, Stella_Emmanuel, that's my pin post. Watch that video, pull up the article, read, you know, they call it the National Blueprint for Biodefense. Read it and see what they are saying. They did this in April of 2024, and the date for the event from their scenario is, you know, is like I said, July 4th, 2025. Right now, they even have something that they are planning to happen on June 14th, where they're going to have massive riots, and they are planning to probably release some biological agents. So that is what we're hearing. I tell people the most important thing to do is to build a robust immune system. I mean, for the past 5 years, I've been taking care of COVID patients. I've not gotten sick because I take the supplements that have zinc, quercetin. You know, if you go on our website, drstellamd.com, you click on the marketplace, you will see something that says supplements that have zinc transport system. Put your children on it. You take it daily. My patients that have been taking these supplements, they build a strong immune system and they don't get sick. You know what I'm saying? So if you're taking supplements that will help you, what we did during the pandemic is put our patients on weekly hydroxychloroquine or weekly ivermectin, just like I did growing up in a malaria endemic zone. We used to take Sunday medicine. So we did that, and then we took the supplement. So if now that something is coming up, I'll advise people to get back to their Sunday medicine, either weekly ivermectin or weekly hydroxychloroquine, and then take the zinc supplements and then make sure that you're strong. If you do that, you can probably sail through most of the RNA viruses that can possibly cause any problem, you know. And because remember that the powers that be that are releasing this stuff, they can't release something that they cannot be treated from. So there will always be ways. So that is what we've been doing in the past 5 years. We're always in the forefront of whatever is coming, whether it's bird flu, monkeypox, whatever. We go, we do deep dive, we find out studies, we look at things that can, what they can use to help people, and then we produce it, and then we make sure that, you know, our patients are taking them. So we have, even for children, vitamin C, D, zinc, and elderberry gummies that children can take once a day, and it will help them stay healthy so that they can have a fighting chance. So that's the most important thing, build a robust immune system. Like I said, go outside, walk, exercise, get sunlight in. Don't just sit around the TV and, you know, start planting your own vegetables. We just need to get a little healthier. One of the big reasons why COVID really devastated our population is because the population is already unhealthy. So, you know, all of us need to start taking that responsibility of, you know, walking, intermittent fasting. You know, I've been doing all that and, you know, just, you know, getting healthier. So we all have to start trying to get a little healthier so that way, and then build an immune system back up. You know, take things that can help you. If you go to our website, if you use promo code Jenna, you're going to get a discount on our supplements. But I'm just begging you people, listen right now before things get crazy. And, you know, I'm the person people call when they are already, like, really, really sick. They're in the hospital and they don't know what to do. They are still planning to use Remdesivir to treat Nipah virus if it shows up. The protocol in the hospital right now is still Remdesivir. So we should not let ourselves, you know, fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, absolutely. And with all of these lessons that I think you're perfectly articulating and giving great advice, what about the doctors and those who we trust to be medical professionals? I know a lot of people who, you know, may not have access to a doctor like you that they know is, you know, very well informed on some of these things. How should individuals in any context, not just, you know, with COVID or with vaccines for themselves or their kids, but, you know, any of these potential, you know, issues down the line, how should people vet their medical personnel and who they trust?
I think the first thing you have to do is be informed personally, because that's the first responsibility. We have to take a personal responsibility to be informed. Because if you're not personally informed, you cannot question what your doctor is doing. Unfortunately, these days, you know, if you question your doctor, it becomes, like, most doctors don't even get it. Because of the way we're trained, many people are so hyper-specialized. Many doctors just buy into whatever Big Pharma says. I was one of them. I woke up in 2020 when I was taking care of patients and they were saying it doesn't work. That is when I woke up. Many doctors have woken up, but there are also many doctors that haven't. So I would tell people that, you know, you be informed and before you try to vet your doctor. It's unfortunate that, you know, right now there's the medical committee, many people right now don't trust, you know, medical doctors anymore. They don't trust hospitals anymore. But for us to be able to build back trust, I just hope that, you know, doctors are able to wake up. But it also depends on what they are doing on the top. If they start expecting doctors to know more, learn more, if I had the choice, I would tell doctors to learn nutrition, learn a little bit of natural medicine. I've learned that in the past 5 years. I was a regular allopathic doctor that wrote prescriptions, cut and you know, and stitched. That was it. But I've learned that, you know, there are natural ways for healing, natural ways to help disease. And those things were removed way back when Rockefeller was establishing the Medicare and Doctor Complex. So we need to get back to learning those things and making sure that we can help our people. And every person too has to start taking the individual responsibility to get informed about their health and take individual responsibility to be healthier too.
Yes, absolutely. And just this this kind of very American thing to just trust Big Pharma and assume that, you know, medication is always needed, or, you know, Big Pharma and to just trust doctors. I've seen that from even friends of mine who are in the medical professions, that it's just, you know, they just trust whatever, you know, the latest pill is or the latest cure, instead of recognizing that, you know, God made natural remedies. And, you know, some things we don't need to be over medicated as a society. And obviously there's a time and place for that, but we need to not just rely especially on Big Pharma, and we need to be very self-informed as well. And so just last question for you, Dr. Sell, and I so appreciate your time and the clarity that you're bringing to some of these issues. For people who do want to become more informed, but they're really not sure where to start, are there resources that you would recommend for where people should go?
Yeah, I mean, if you go on my website, drstellamd.com, we have a blog post, you know, that for over the years we've been like giving whenever there's something going on, we've been writing out different blog posts and you know teaching people about different things. So if you read on the blog post, you know you spend quality time on it, you'll see different things that can help deal with different things. We even talk about medicinal herbs and stuff like that. We have other doctors too that have been, you know, try to follow a lot of the frontline doctors. People like, you know, Dr. Tenpenny, them that have been talking about vaccines for years and stuff like that. Follow them and, you know, read some of their Substack, Dr. Peter McCullough. There are many doctors out there that are speaking the truth right now, even though they were censored. But now they're able to speak more. So people need to take that personal responsibility. We, on our website, in all 50 states, you should get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. You can, in all 50 states, you can do a telemedicine appointment and get this medicine in your medicine cabinet. Like I said, if you use promo code GINA for your audience, they can get a discount. And they should go to our marketplace. We have produced supplements. For the past 5 years, I've worked with naturopathic doctors to produce different supplements to help deal with different things. So, like, you know, when we hear that there's something coming, I go deep dive. And, like, you know, there are so many studies in the NIH about all kinds of diseases. So we go and look at some of these studies, and then we produce supplements from some of these studies about whether it's for zinc, whether it's, you know, quercetin, all that stuff. So if you go on our website, drstellamd.com, you look at the marketplace, we have a lot of stuff to help you. Please take precaution for your family. You can get hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, wherever. But if you can't get it from your doctor, go to our website, get it. Stock it in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till things get crazy and you don't know what to do. These are broad-spectrum antivirals, even though they're antiparasitic, but they do work for viruses and many other things. In fact, right now, there are a lot of studies that are coming up about, you know, ivermectin and cancer. Get this stuff in your medicine cabinet. Keep it there. Make sure that if something crazy happens, you have at least, you have something in your medicine cabinet already. Mm-hmm. Don't wait till you get sick. I've been saying that for the past 5 years. Thank God a lot of my patients have listened. And like I said, with this summer COVID new strain coming up, or maybe potential new virus coming up, it is even more essential that everybody get prepared. Because if you're prepared, you will not be scared and you will take care of your family in the case of eventuality.
Well, Dr. Stella Emanuel, thank you so much for your time and for coming on today with such great advice and true care. I mean, that's what we should expect from health professionals, is not to have a duty of loyalty in their mind to Big Pharma or to anything else other than to their patients and wanting the best possible outcomes and to truly treat them as they should. And so, you know, this is going to be an ongoing issue, and we'll wait and see what comes from HHS, NIH, and the Trump administration overall. But again, so appreciate your expertise, and you can follow Dr. Stella Emanuel at Stella_Emanuel. And for those of you who are frequent listeners, or if you're a first-time listener to the podcast, we cover a deep dive of issues and topics that you want to hear about from experts and guests that you want to hear from. So if you have a topic idea or a guest suggestion, you can always reach me and my team, Jenna, at afr.net. And I will see you next week here on Demand.